The opinions expressed in this episode of Barside Babes are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Additionally, this is a podcast about drinking, so grab your beer, grab your kombucha, and grab a pal. And if you don't have a pal, grab another drink.
Hello, Barside Babes!
I am under the influence.
Hello, Barside Babes.
Welcome to episode 2, where I'm your host, Julia Buackle, but this week I was, honestly, I was just TMU Pride this week. I was very much channeling Frankie the Falcon.
I was going to be Catherine from Texas, and then, yeah, the school pride kind of just took over.
Yeah, we will explain why. It was for, like, a very, very, very valid reason. So this week we went to Petty Cash, which is located on 487 Adelaide Street, and it has a 3.8 out of 5 stars on Google Reviews. Do we agree? I don't know. Okay, so first up, to start off with our drink ratings. So I got a tequila shot, of course. Don't mean to have a last week callback. Those limes, oh, so bad.
They were actually, like, incredibly disappointing.
Like, dry. You know when, like things have been sitting out, like, all day, and they have that weird, like, kind of not, like, crust over them? Like,
they know. They absorb the air of their surroundings, and they get gross.
Yeah, they were pretty nasty.
And they're as thick as my fingernail.
My tequila shot wasn't filled to the brim. It was not a brimmer. And for the price you pay at bars, you better be giving me brimmers. Did I pay? No.
That is...
I did not pay a cent for those shots.
So my signature drink is usually whiskey sour. However, a tequila shot was offered to me. And who am I to deny a tequila shot? So I was cosplaying as Julia today. Well, yesterday. And I drank a tequila shot. Listen, a metaphobia warning. That tequila shot lasted maybe 3 seconds in my system. I downed it and then looked at Julia and went, I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah, and I chased her because...
Blue chunks.
Wasn't going
to... Sorry. That's gross.
Wasn't gonna leave her there. So I went to the bathroom with her and, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Sometimes you got to let it all out.
It was sweet, though. She held my hair back. We had, like, a moment.
Yeah, we really did. It was really romantic.
It was really cute. Too bad I had puke breath. We could have kissed.
Aw, how sad.
I know.
Next time. I will say, this is like a monumental moment because Becca doesn't let people buy her shots at the bar ever. Ever. They always offer. They're always like, let me buy your shot. Let me buy your drink. What do you want? And Becca's like, no, no, no. Because she's like, I feel bad. But last night, he was like, oh, like, let me buy your tequila shot. And Becca said, yes. And I was like.
It was a crime of opportunity.
And I was like, let's go. Finally. Finally. Finally.
I'm life making. Yeah. The drink, the signature drink at the bar, the Petty Plane. This one was $19 and it was a cocktail. And it had white tequila, Aperol, Amaro?
Amaretto?
No, it just says Amaro. I looked it up. It's an Italian liqueur.
I don't think of Italians right now.
And lemon.
I thought it was, I honestly can't remember much of how it tasted, but I thought it was good. I remember not hating it. I remember being like, yeah, okay, tequila.
I will say, after throwing up, the lemon was a little refreshing. It's like when your mom brings you Sprite when you have the flu. It was like...
I didn't drink much of the cocktail. I think you were sipping on it for longer than I was, because I was just, like, pretty gone. And I was like, yo, yeah, let me get a sip. Maybe twice. I was like, yo.
It was
so I don't remember much of the taste.
It was $19, which isn't bad. Like,
it wasn't that big,
not
though.
Bad because we split it. So mm-hmm. I was like, $10, I don't feel too scammed. However, paying that alone would be the worst.
Yeah, because who has 19? And plus, like, you got a tip. So, like, who has 19 plus tip in this economy in Toronto? Are we insane?
In the city?
In downtown? Not me.
In this house? No.
Because I don't. I don't have that kind of money.
What was it? There was no cover. No cover at all. Mind you, we did go on a Thursday night, but we've been before and there was no cover.
Yeah, we've been to Petty Cash before and there's never a cover. So, like, I love Petty Cash for that because, like, you're letting me have a good time and not spend more money. Love you guys.
Our the check that we ran up at this place was $19.
Yeah, which is less than the cover that was at Rockin' Horse.
Yeah.
So insane, which is crazy.
Yeah, that was terrible.
My tequila shot, I give it, it was tequila, but those limes sucked, so I'm going to say 6 out of 10. And then for the cocktail.
The Petty Plane.
The Petty Plane. Don't remember much. 7 out of 10.
My tequila shot, what'd you give it?
I gave it 6. That lime was disgusting.
I'm giving it like a 3. I'm sure it was great tequila. I'm sure she's a really nice girl. I'm sure it was great tequila, but it lasted.
It didn't hold.
I'll give it a point for every second it lasted in my system. So 3. Oh, and I would rate the Petty Plane. I mean, like, drinking tequila after vomiting tequila is never, like, a good mixture. However, the lemon was refreshing. I'll give it a 5. Is it out of, yeah, it's out of 10. I'll give it a 5.
We are moving on to the bar side breakdown.
The bar boop, side boop, breakdown.
The bar side breakdown.
The bar, it's where we break down the bar.
Okay. We should have, like, a little theme song. We should have a cartoon show.
No.
So, do you want to start off with the creep meter, or is it going to be me?
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll talk about the creep meter.
Okay, go right ahead.
Is it out of 5 or 10? I think it's out of 10. 10 being 10. The creepiest.
I think they're all out of 10, yeah.
I'm giving the creep meter, like, I'm going to give it, like, a 3. Because we went on a Thursday, so, like, it definitely wasn't at peak creepiness. But the people that we talked to are really nice. So, yeah, I'm going to give it like a 3 out of 10. There were a lot of sweethearts I met.
Creep meter? I'm going to give it like, it wasn't super, like, I didn't meet like any creepy kind of people. Although I will say the typical, let me get right by ya, little brush
there
up.
There was a lot of those.
That did happen quite a few times. And I was like, oh, I'm not liking this. So I'll give it like a 5, maybe out of 10. So it's not like creepy, like it's like unfortunately typical bar behavior, which is unfortunate to say, but it wasn't like, I didn't meet anyone scary, I didn't feel like unsafe or anything. So I'm going to say a 5 out of 10 for the creep meter.
I will say I was getting a lot of, let me squeeze right past you, but in their defense, maybe 75% of the time I was actually in the way.
Okay, but also in Becca's defense, the place was not that busy. You had room.
That's true. Go the long way. I'm standing here.
Because, like, don't get me wrong, we were packing up the bar area. Well, move down the line.
Move down the line. Go away. Shoo, shoo.
So, yeah, I'm going to go 5 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my 3.
So, moving on to the cutie scale. Do you want to go first or am I going to go first?
I would love to go first.
You can totally go first.
So, we were talking to the DJ who, first of all, such a cutie, such a sweetheart.
I think you're putting DJ on.
I can't not talk about the DJ. I loved him. And this guy comes up to the DJ booth and he just like requests a song. And we start talking to him and then he's like, come meet my friends, right? The guy at the DJ booth was like cute. His friend was hot.
Oh yeah.
His friend was the finest specimen I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm like walking with this guy. We get to the bar and I go, damn. I hit him with a damn. So we were talking to them and we immediately figure out they're from Brock. And if you keep up with any TMU sports at the moment, we just lost to Brock in the playoff game. When you listen to this, it'll be like ready finals. So
we would already know how
we would already know the outcome of everything. But a couple days ago, Brock beat TMU, and which means if we don't win on Saturday, we're out for the playoffs. Like, we get knocked out. So we met them, and immediately, this is where my alter ego Frankie the Falcon came out, and I went, "What?" I was like, "No, TMU pride." One of them was like on the team. We met the guy, and so basically me and Becca were just like,
we were like, what's the mascot for Brock? What's the mascot? And he goes, the Badgers. And we're like, yo, the Badgers suck.
Yeah, literally.
The Bulls.
Yeah, we were like, Badgers? And I literally continued, and I went, who goes to Brock? Who goes to Brock?
No, and then at one point,
who goes to Brock?
At the end of the night, I was like, get home safe. And then I was like, get home safe. I don't know where Brock is, but I hope you get there safe.
Yeah, literally. I was. We were being it was so, so mean funny. To them. Because that's enemy. That's enemy.
We were on
enemy. They were on enemy turf. We were talking to the enemy.
Fraternizing with the enemy.
I flirted with the enemy.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. I think I get a pass because I didn't talk to someone on the team.
I didn't talk to someone on the team.
Oh, that's so true.
No.
We talked to friends of the team.
So we talked to friends of the team. I am a TMU girly. I am not getting with someone. Whoa. Backtrack. Cut that. I'm a TMU girly. I am not fraternizing with someone on the other team. Other school? Sure. Other team? No. I have morals.
True. So maybe it wasn't high treason, but it definitely was treason of a sort.
Oh, definitely a little bit. So Becca was already talking to this guy. And so I come by later, and because I was talking to his friend, and then I turn, and I go, what's your name? And he goes, I'm Italian. I go, great, I'm Polish and Middle Eastern, what's your name? And he goes, no, I'm Italian. And I go, okay, tell me the name. He just kept saying that.
He was talking like he was in the witness protection.
Literally.
Like, he was crazy. Like, I was like, who do you know in Italy that's, like, finding you?
Yeah, like, what? Like, are you some celebrity who can't say your name to me? But he eventually said it. It was just, like, a little difficult to, like, it wasn't even that difficult to
say.
It
was just, it was loud. It was just kind of. There were a lot of double letters.
I know, in his name. And I was like, okay, you're Italian. Yeah. Move on. What's your name?
I walk up to this man. Oh, wait, no. We follow the brought guy from the DJ booth back over to his friends. Who do I see sitting at the bar? Quite a gorgeous specimen. He is so much hotter than, that's mean. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to put him on blast. But we walk up to the bar. Bro is gorgeous. He's nursing a beer. I respect it. And we start talking. I have a really bad habit of when I find people cute, I lose all my personality and I become like a brick wall. But there was something in me, the alcohol, where I was actually, I think I could have pulled if I didn't have puke breath.
She told him she had puke breath.
He was like, oh, like, we were talking about music. He's like, oh, I'm a hick. And I was like, bro, love hicks, but I have puke breath. I don't know why I said that, though.
It was so funny. We came back from the bathroom and she goes to talk to him. She goes, I just puked.
Yeah, I had to tell him. And he went,
first
he went,
thing.
He went,
first
yo, thing. Respect. Me and this guy made a handshake by the end of the night.
Oh.
And yeah. It was like, it was a very, what's the word? There was a lot of bells and whistles to this handshake. There were like 5 steps to it.
It was really funny because I came back and he goes, how long have you been friends with her? How long have you been friends with her? You don't have a handshake with her. And I was like, ah,
it became
damn.
A competition. I have a photo on my disposable with him.
That's true.
And he was gorgeous.
He was
gorgeous.
Very attractive.
Would have folded had I not had puke breath.
And I will say, they footed the entire bill. You know what their tab was at the end of the night?
Dude.
$300.
The lady at the bar, like the bartender, literally goes, your tab is over $300. I need a credit card. Mm-hmm. And the guy I was talking to, because his friend like left for a second, was left to put his credit card in. He was like, F this guy, and like went to his wallet and like pulled out his credit card.
Yeah.
$300.
$300.
That's foul. $300?
I don't even know how they were drinking that much.
Do you know how many double doubles you could get with $300? You can get at least 100 double doubles. Then get you maybe 4 drinks at Petty Cash. That's insane.
Well, I mean, actually, that price is pretty valid considering the cocktail was $19.
That is true.
And one shot was $18.
Okay. But $300 is wild. Did they not, like, look at the credit card bill at the end of the month and go, like, duh? like, why?
I think I contributed to maybe, like, how many shots did I have? 3?
You had 3 from them?
I think I contributed maybe $60 of that bill.
I felt really bad because they spent like $20 on me and I threw it up. I threw up.
You literally told the first guy though, like the one that bought him for like whatever. You told him and he was like, eh, man, whatever.
I don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was that for? What are
cutie
we talking
scale.
About?
Cutie scale.
We're still on cutie scale.
It's okay. She'll snippy snip cut.
I'm sorry, Chelsea.
I'm going to give it. They were a good time. They were a good vibe. But that was the enemy. I'm so sorry, TMU. We were very TMU pride about it, though.
It's true. Go bold.
Go bold. Go Frank the Falcon. 7 out of 10 for cutie scale.
I'm sorry. I interrupted you by squawking like a bird. I'm going to give, listen, the guy I was talking to, I'd give the cutie scale a 10 had he not been from enemy turf. This is a real, we were literally Romeo and Juliet. He was Italian. And that's where Romeo and Juliet happens. However, I don't know why. He was Italian, so he's Romeo. I will become Italian and I'll be Juliet. Anyway, I'll give him a 9. Not him a 9. I'm giving the cutie scale a 9. Because the only person I talked to was gorgeous.
It's time for the charm factor.
Sparkle sound effect.
The charm factor.
Charm factor. So in terms of charm, I have been to Petty Cash before. I would say, like, okay, if we're going aesthetic wise, it's okay. It's a bar. It looks like a bar. It has like typical neon signs. Like, it has like, they usually have pool tables when like the whole thing's open, but it was a Thursday. But it wasn't anything special, I will say. It wasn't anything special in terms of, like, looks and aesthetic-wise. So, for, like, so that's going to knock it down a little bit for me. But the DJ, oh, my God.
Sorry, I'm getting giddy just thinking about it.
Yeah, like, me and Becca love befriending the DJ. I think it's, like, something you just have to do. I think you literally just, like, because he plays our songs.
If you befriend him and you become besties. Oh, we told him about the podcast.
I literally, he gave me his phone. He wrote, write it in my notes app. I go to his notes app. I write spiritlive.ca, Barside Babes.
He was killing it on the track. We were talking, and I, like, leaned over the booth, and I was like, oh, he queued up the Macarena.
You told me. You literally tapped me.
I literally grabbed Julia. You, and I was like, Julia, he queued up the Macarena.
Do I remember dancing the Macarena? No.
I don't remember the Macarena playing.
Yeah.
He did queue it up.
It was probably when we were in the bathroom, because I don't remember the Macarena being played. And I would remember. The Macarena comes on, I get crazy with it. I don't remember it playing.
I think the part that, like, really added to the charm was, like, me trying to look like I wasn't going to vomit so that they would let me into the bar. And and I think that really upped the charm to it. I think it was a great, it was, like, it was my biggest challenge of the night. Mm-hmm. I actually had, like, a whole character arc. It really was God gives his silliest battles to his funniest clowns.
Overall charm factor, honestly, like, Petty Cash is like home. No, okay. It's not like home, but I've been to Petty Cash a few times, and I do like it. It's like, it's a good, like, place to, like, just go back to. It's a good staple. It's a good, like, you always know you'll have, like, a good time. Maybe not, like, the most amazing time in the world. Like, there's probably more fun bars and stuff, but, like, you always know you'll have a solid time. So I'm going to give it, like, a 7.5, because the aesthetic could be cuter, but the DJ was fun.
Loved the DJ. I love, love, love him. I think he's such a sweet guy. He follows us on Instagram now. He was literally like, you guys made my night. Like, give me your Instagram.
Yeah,
we should have gotten a picture with him, but it is what it is. He was so sweet. He played before he cheats. Mm. So automatically we love him.
Yeah.
The vibe was nice. What I didn't like about yesterday was that they closed off the pool tables, and I loved that section. I always have the best conversations with people that go to Petty Cash.
Yeah.
The aesthetic could use some work. I'm going to give it like a 6, because if you filled Rockin' Horse with creeps, it would still have an aesthetic and an image, and it'd be so fun. If you filled Petty Cash with creeps, I'm hauling ass out of there.
Yeah, I'm getting out.
I'm leaving.
And, like, in terms of age group, like, most of them are early 20s.
Yeah, so I'm going to give Petty Cash a 6 on charm factor.
Really?
Yeah. Was that too mean?
No, I'm just shocked for you. You're usually a really heavy-handed writer.
Well, remember where we were last.
Okay, you just love Rockin' Horse.
I love
cowboy
a theme.
Vibe.
I love a cowboy. Roll Tide. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Yeah. So,
Becca, that's dirty. Becca, we don't talk about that.
I'm sorry.
That's dirty.
I'm on the prowl for mutton chops. We on Barside Babes, we support and we are champions of abstinence. Grab a beer, grab a kombucha, and grab your chastity belt.
Overall rankings for the day for Petty Cash go Creep Meter 5, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Creep Meter 5, Cutie Scale, I think I said 7, and I think Charm Factor says 7.5.
My ratings for petty cash are a 3 for creep meter, a 9 for cuties. Shout out.
Shout out redacted.
Shout out redacted. And charm factor, I'm giving a 6. I'm being mean today.
That concludes the bar side breakdown.
What's our closing?
Pardon?
What's our closing?
The final ranking.
Oh my god, yeah. So we have what? So from last week, we have Rockin' Horse on tier B, we said?
I think I agree. I wanted to go tier A, but I compromised. And went.
Did we say B?
We said B.
Honestly, I don't know where I'm going to put petty cash. You go first.
I'm putting petty cash. It goes S, A, B, C, D.
Yeah, we said no F. That was
no me. F. I'm going to put petty cash at a C. I would give it a D had that man not been there. I loved him. I loved talking to him. I was having a great time.
I'm going to give it, I honestly think I'm just going to go another B.
Bruh. You're putting B with my boy the bull, yeah. My boy Tim the mechanical bull operator.
I like petty cash, but like, and they didn't have cover. Like Rockin' Horse, it's not my aesthetic as much, but they both fall under like a B. Like would go back.
I feel so. I'm not budging.
Okay, don't budge. I'm gonna post on the socials our overall rankings.
Okay,
so far.
So the final ranking for me is Rockin' Horse at B. And petty cash at C. C for cash.
My current season ranking is B for Rockin' Horse and B petty cash. So I have 2 in the B sector at the moment.
B for Brock. I was gonna go like.
Yeah, but you
beautiful
put it in the
hot Italian.
You put it in the C tier, so you can't say B for Brock.
I'd put it into the D tier if it weren't for him. That
what's C for?
And my man, C for cash.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to the second episode of Barside Babes with Julia and Becca. And don't forget to follow us on the socials, Barside Babes on Instagram and on TikTok. We'll be posting lots of fun, exciting, and behind the scenes content and photos. Bye, Barside Babies.
Kiss your mom on the mouth.
Your mom on the mouth.
Let's go.
Let's go. Episode 2.